Dirk, as we've talked about before, you invented Mind for a reason. Would you let us know why you created Mind and what are the benefits I'm going to get when I take it?
Mind is another brain food, but it's for making a different neurotransmitter, one called acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is involved in verbal behavior and organization, and it's a very important neurotransmitter. To give you an idea of what happens when your cholinergic nervous system and your brain doesn't work, one of the major things that goes wrong in Alzheimer's disease is you lose sensitivity to acetylcholine and you lose the ability to make it. And you know what happens in Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
You end up with forgetting things. And the mind is very helpful with respect to that. The reason we invented that happened in the early stages of writing our life extension, a scientific approach. That's a very, very long book. I mean, it's 852 pages long. And during writing it, we didn't have a word processor to start with. We were typing stuff out. And
we being you and Sandy.
Okay. Right, me and Sandy. And what it was is that Sandy wasn't too well organized. I'd have to take her material. Everything she said was correct, but it wasn't well ordered for best understanding. So I had to take a literal scissors and cut the text apart and then tape it together in a different order. And I thought, well, what's responsible for this? Is there a way of improving this? And looking up some scientific studies that have been done both on animals and human beings, I decided, you know, this sounds like not enough acetylcholine. And how do you make acetylcholine? Well, you take a dietary supplement called choline, and you have to acetylate it, and that's done with the help of vitamin B5. And we put that together as a formula. And within days, Sandy was much better organized. And so that's where Mind came from. And boy, did that help us on the trip, too, because, again, you're working so many hours per day, and you're under a lot of stress because you're not getting enough sleep. You're moving from hotel to hotel day after day. Believe me, I understand what it's like to be a professional athlete or a rock star. You do not want to be either one of them unless you can withstand an awful lot of stress. And you don't want to be a best-selling author either, because the way you become a best-selling author is you do a lot of publicity stops.
And we do have actually a professional athlete sitting right next to you. Greg, you want to add something to this too?
Yeah, thanks, Dave. And I'm really enjoying hearing Dirk talk, obviously. But back, you know, when Michelle and I got involved and we started using the Lift and the Mind. It were the two products that got me into the industry because I was 40 years old and I was tired. I was falling asleep at night at 8:30 and I didn't want to. They'd have to tell me to get out of my chair and go to bed. But I'm not saying that people can avoid sleeping because of these products. But what had happened when I started taking them, I felt better. I felt more energetic. I start going upstairs by threes instead of one at a time. And I'm thinking, look at myself go. But the great thing about the product the Lift in the Mind is that Dirk and Sandy are flavor chemists. I just wanted to ask Dirk to go or talk a little bit about how they can conceal the bitter taste of choline in the Mind product to make it taste like lemonade. And I think it's a fascinating part of the invention of these two products.
Well, in fact, the first version we had of Mind, which was purely functional, that is, it helped you make more acetylcholine by providing nutrients that you need to make the acetylcholine. It smelled and tasted awful. I mean, it was really bad. It worked. We managed to stuff it down. So fortunately, I've read a lot of papers on flavor chemistry as well and subscribed to professional journals in that area. And we were able to completely get rid of the bad flavor. We had the same product with respect to muscle memory. That was even worse, the first version.
Which we're going to get to in another, and we're going to talk about muscle memory.
Right. And the thing is, The products actually taste good.
Yes, they do.
And it that required a lot of work that went beyond providing the nutrients that your brain needs to make more neurotransmitters.
So it tastes good. It's good for your brain. It's good for your memory. Folks, why wouldn't you order it? Go right now, order the Mind, and I might suggest the Lift with it, and believe me, you will have a better day.
Yeah, your brain needs Norepinephrine, it needs dopamine, it needs acetylcholine. Those are the big three neurotransmitters in your brain. The lift helps you make the norepinephrine and the dopamine. The mind helps you make the acetylcholine. You take both of them together, you get a bigger bang than either one alone, because that way you have all of the big three neurotransmitters being provided with the nutrients you need to make more of them.